You're listening to another Racket Rock Actual Play. We'd like to thank our Patreon backers, starting with Michael Drescher.
Oi, Harkin! The amazing Amanda Denon.
Chados.
Mike.
Stephen Vest.
Yodlet.
Me.
Michael Davis.
And insert quest here. Thank you all for supporting us.
If you like it.
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Dickhead. If you'd like to support us on Patreon... Fuck. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up?
So, what's that you got there?
It's a guidebook by Macaulay Culkin on how to protect your house, 90s style.
I was wondering what he was doing with
the
time.
I doubt that's actually effective.
Yeah, I think you've wasted your money. Yeah,
it's kind of gimmicky.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I'll make a bet with you.
All right.
All right.
All right, come to my house next weekend.
Okay.
All right. All right. So we're going to break into your house.
No, you're going to break into my house next weekend.
All right.
And,
all right.
Okay, so, and if we successfully break into your house, we get to take whatever we want.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
I like his cat.
And I'll tell you what, if we can, we'll never make fun of you again.
All right.
All right. Come on.
2 weeks later.
Oh, God, guys. Oh.
Oh, that did not go well.
No, that was rough.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? I kicked down the front door, and a big bucket of molasses got dropped right on my head, and then he hit me in the face with a sack full of feathers.
Oh, God.
Look at me. I look like a sticky chicken.
That darn Will.
Oh, man, I walked in, I thought it was scot-free, and then a bucket just swings in from the top of the ceiling, it hits me in the stomach, and that wasn't all. These marbles poured out of it, I slipped over the marbles, I fell into a pit, and there was an alligator in there.
Oh, wow.
I had to wrestle out. Look at this, there's still marks on my arm.
Jeez.
Those are deep cuts.
That darn Will. Why that little...
Whoa. Oh, man, that darn Will.
I thought I'd try to go in through the back door, but he was waiting there, and he threw a net over me and then dragged me to the trunk of his car and drove me to my family's house and made me watch as he slowly and torturously killed them. He cut off pieces of them and fed them to me while they were still screaming for mercy.
That darn Will.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Leroy Jenkins.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
Tip with all the enthusiasm I can muster.
Today, we are playing Honey Heist.
Prove it.
There it is.
Well, look at that. All right. Sorry. I'm sorry, listeners, for saying prove it. It was proven.
This is a one-page RPG created by Grant H., with thanks to all
proper,
out of bubblegum. Oh, I'm sorry.
The proper
pronunciation. He's British and it's Grant H.
Oh, I was going to say it's Grant...
Oh. for those of you who don't know, Honey Heist is, like I said, it's a one-page RPG. I'll just read the description because it's really, really brief. It's HoneyCon 2017. You are going to undertake the greatest heist the world has ever seen. Two things. One, you have a complex plan that requires precise timing. Two, you are a goddamn bear.
Yes, we
so
are.
Our players today are goddamn bears.
Not like
who are
not
going
like the,
to
not like the gay men type that are big and burly.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, you could be a gay bear.
That's true.
I mean, you could be a bear. I guess every bear is a bear. Every gay bear is a bear, right?
What if there's like the little like what if there's like dinner bears? Like kinda I forget the term.
Anyone else remember seeing a picture of a hairless bear?
No.
I don't know if I want to.
It's kind of horrifying.
So just a note, you are not a talking bear per se, but you could sort of mangle human speech through your bear mouth, maybe? You can talk to each other, though. So I would say for, in terms of the game, if you're just walking around talking to people, not trying to, like, necessarily persuade them of anything, no one's really going to notice that you're talking. But when it comes to a role, like if you're trying to lie to someone or something, then you'll have to roll.
I thought you were about to say no one's going to notice that we're a bear.
You do have nice hats.
All right.
So why don't we start by introducing your character?
It's going to be like Octodad. And be like, no one else knows Octodad, probably. It's a video game.
Almar!
It's like the legend of the rogue bear. The rogue D&D bear.
Right. Yeah, I remember that now.
I'm actually not Mar, I'm Will. Arturus. My bear's name is Arturus. He's a slick black bear. He's the muscle of the group. He wears a flat cap.
All right.
And that's about all my character is.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I am Ryan. I'm playing Ling Ling, the retired panda thief. And I'm wearing a trilby.
And I'm Eric. I'm playing Basil, the rookie grizzly hacker. He wears a bowler hat.
Okay, and so for our listeners, I'll describe HoneyCon 2017. This year it's being held in a creepy convention center. The prize that you guys are going for, other than just loads of honey, is ultra-dense mega honey that comes from especially posh bees. Whoa. The convention organizer, however, is ruthless and corrupt.
Oh, man.
And you know that there is security in the convention center. There are electronically locked doors and a quote-unquote impenetrable vault. Mm. So there's two things I want from you guys now. First, where is this creepy convention center? I was thinking Detroit. But I'll leave that up to you if you guys want to make something up.
Detroit sounds suitably depressing.
Sorry to any of our listeners from Detroit, but you're probably busy crying. I'm joking, you guys. I love you. Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Detroit. And what is the name of your thieving group? Every good heist team needs a name. I have one idea.
The Ursa Majors. What's your idea?
The Baron Steel Bears.
I like it.
All right, fuck Eric, yes. Then.
That was just my suggestion. Your other players.
No one was.
The question is, though, is it Baron Stain or Baron Steen?
It's Baron Steel.
Neither.
Is it Baron Stale or Baron Steel?
Baron Stoll?
Oh, we're the past tense.
Yeah, we're hoping that it'll be Baron Stoll.
The Baron Steel Bears. All right, so how do you guys want to start this off?
We're eating food at a restaurant.
All right, so you're sitting in a diner.
No, I was going to say barbecue place.
Oh, okay.
Because it's fucking Bear Grylls.
All right, Aaron, you can come back. If this is not a game that encourages puns, I don't know what is. So you guys are sitting in Bear Grylls. You're sitting in Bear Grylls.
I've been holding on to that for about 15 minutes now.
No, you're sitting in Bear Grylls as Bear Grill. It's the B-A-R-E grill.
Oh.
It is a vegan.
Do they make us take off our hats?
No.
Okay.
It's not a nudist restaurant.
It's a
vegan restaurant.
Do they make us eat the live organs out of...
That wouldn't be vegan.
Animals? No.
It's a vegan restaurant.
It's a Bear Grill. B-A-R-E. It's Bear Grylls as Bear Grill. Or, no, it serves up dishes that you've seen Bear Grylls eat on the show.
Yeah.
Like a handful of bugs.
Or Bear Grylls urine.
Yeah. Or a live octopus that sticks to the inside of your throat. So for you guys, it's great, because this is food that you would normally eat.
For some reason, who knows why, we're the only ones eating here.
It's quite popular, actually.
Wow.
Especially with HoneyCon in town.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's a day or two before the convention actually opens up. So you guys... now, remember, if you want to do a flashback to your planning scene, you have to be drinking and smoking in the back room of a sleazy bar.
What if, like, I'm a teetotaler?
Well, then I guess you can't have a flashback scene.
Oh.
All right, so we are... Drinking in the back of a bar.
No, you're sitting in Bear Grylls' Bear Grill.
Well, I said, should we do a flashback scene?
Well, do we need to do a flashback scene?
Ling Ling is sitting in the corner, avoiding the meat fair, and kind of nursing on some bamboo, because I'm sure Bear Grylls has eaten some bamboo at some point.
Has to happen.
Or something that looks like
Or something
bamboo.
That looks like bamboo.
I figure Basil is just kind of sitting back. He's gnawing on... Maybe he's trying some bamboo, too. He's just trying to expand his interests.
Picture you have a laptop open in front of you. You're just...
I am the hacker.
I was eating food.
Good description. The waitress comes over. So, can I get you anything else?
I'm going to say that...
The waitress comes over. So, how is everything?
Alright, what I hear in my head is, yeah, it's wonderful. This is a great place. But she probably hears...
Great. Well, you just let me know if you need anything else. And she smiles and walks away.
Ling nods and, like, tips his trilby. Great. Now that the waitress is gone, you two know your roles?
Of course.
Definitely.
I've got the coordinates in my computer here. I'm checking out the security system. Looks a little difficult, but I think we can manage it.
We're relying on you to get through the vault.
That's what I'm here for.
You're our only chance of getting that thing open.
Well, I know I'm new at this, but I'm here to prove my worth, and I think you're going to be happy with the results.
I guarantee it. Roar. and my job is to distract the guards and then punch them. Yeah, punch them.
Yeah, you show those guards what's what. They're not going to keep us away from that, honey. It's meant for us.
Remember, no claws. When humans punch people, they don't bleed and get eviscerated.
Oh, the bullshit boss.
No butts.
All right.
Well, you said no claws.
There's a lot too many no's in here.
None of them either.
You need me to scare anyone? I'm pretty good at that.
We may. I've heard tell that convention center is haunted.
Oh.
Also, remember, I could also climb anywhere you need me to climb, so...
It's all right, because those ghosts that are haunting aren't going to be the scariest thing in that place once I get in there. If you can't pick up on it, it's going to be me.
It's in a supernatural convention.
It's a honey convention.
Oh.
Maybe it's supernatural honey.
It's the whole point of the game is that it's a honey convention.
A honey convention. In a haunted place.
Maybe there's also a supernatural convention going on.
It was just creepy
bumps.
Until Ryan said it was haunted.
That's true.
Look out! Take cover!
I love you so much, Bill. That was masterful.
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the Star Wars game, everyone.
That we published on May 3rd.
Yeah, May the 3rd be with you.
May the 3rd be what happens before May the 4th.
Today's apparently a better than the
5th. Third Empire Strikes Back. Fucking nailed it.
A new third. All right, the waitress comes over again a few minutes later, rips the check off, leaves it on the table.
Either of you mugs got any human money?
I got bear money. I pull out a pine cone.
That way.
I might have some.
Maybe she knows the conversion.
Well, let's see, a pine cone is equal to 20 thistles. And a thistle is equal to 10 blades of grass.
Oh. Does this, here bill look like that? It'll work. I pull out a one.
Ling Ling, like, spreads it out on the table and starts, like, smoothing it out.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of blood on it.
So you guys are going to have to dine and dash. So this is going to be a roll.
I could terrify people if they try to stop us.
Yeah.
I'm terrifying. I'm the terrifying Basil the Bear in his bowler hat.
Ling Ling puts the one on top of the check and then picks up a glass of water and puts it on top of the one. You can't really see what it is. All right. Now everybody make slowly for the door.
All right. You all get up casually.
This is going to be a...
I'm taking it criminal. Criminal check.
Yeah. I was thinking if it was a thief or... Yeah, this is a criminal roll.
Bears don't commonly dine and dash, no. So...
It is not common behavior.
So roll 1d6, and it has to go under...
Under that,
already.
Unless you are somehow working your bear skill or your title.
The terrify doesn't come into play yet. That's only if we get
stopped.
Yeah,
that's like if you get caught that you could do that.
How about thievery? Does that...
Yeah, I
guess. Can't really...
Not really happen.
Follow my lead, boys. Nope.
Nope.
Was your lowest a 6?
No.
Okay.
What? I got a 5 and a 4.
Nice. Well, all right.
So
I got a 5.
The young black bear gets up. He's a little smaller because you're a grizzly bear, so you're huge.
Yeah, I'm.
Pandas are decently sized too. Yeah. So he just kind of slips out the door, and then the waitress. You see, as you guys get up, the waitress goes over to the table and moves the glass. Hey, you guys have to pay for that!
I'm gonna roar.
Okay, that would be terrified. So that's a bear, and your terrified skill.
Do I gotta move anything, or do I keep my...
No, you're fine.
I have 3. It's not under, but it meets.
I believe that would be sufficient.
It has to be, because if you have a 1 in something, that means you could just never succeed in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's over the stat, if it's equal or under, yeah, so you're good.
Yeah, yeah, roar.
So you let out a mighty roar.
Except more scary.
And the waitress just screams and faints.
There we go.
And you guys can just walk out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is Bear Grill. Okay, so what do you guys want the next scene to be?
Well, I feel like either we should do a flashback so we have some idea of what our plan is, or we should just move on to the convention center and leave the flashback for...
That's up to you guys.
Matter to me.
I think maybe doing a flashback would help, because then it helps us know exactly, you know,
what the plan should
be. What we're doing for our next scene.
Nice.
Is that the from that Paul got you?
Mm-hmm. It's better than the previous one.
I lost mine somewhere.
The other one I can't pick up at the moment because the scroll was still all curled, so it's flat under the glass and attached to its mat board.
That's good. We'll put them on
That was really
not
good.
In that spot.
Yeah. I like it.
I was thinking about spray painting the other frame so it's white. We have white spray paint.
We're in Ryan and Allie's new place.
Yeah.
This is our kitchen.
I wonder if there's any weird echoes.
Welcome to our kitchen.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed any.
We can install something.
Maybe if we're playing in the dining room, it would be a little bigger. Okay, so flashback. So, you guys are in the back room of a bar in Beartown.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yeah. It's a neighborhood in Chicago where lots of bears live. You guys are in what's the name of the bar? The Honey Pot. All right,
yeah.
You're in the back room of the Honey Pot. It's a bare brick walls. A single bulb, a single uncovered bulb, hangs from a wire and sways a little bit back and forth. A pallor of smoke hangs in the air from the cigarettes that you've been smoking.
There's a polar bear playing the saxophone in the corner.
That's in the front room.
Yeah. Oh. You can kind of hear it through the walls, but...
there's a half-finished bottle of whiskey and 3 glasses on a folding table in the center of the room. Like, not a folding table, a rickety card table. And on top of that is blueprints of the Detroit Convention Center.
I munch on my cigar. So, what's the final word? Are koalas one of us or no?
They're marsupial.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're fucking marsupials.
All right, so I can't invite Vernon to the next game, poker game.
Got it.
But back to the matter at hand.
We make this score, you can invite anybody you want.
All right.
As long as they like honey.
Does a Vernon need honey?
I think so. I've never asked. He likes eucalyptus.
Ugh.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Ugh.
I was gonna grab him. I said don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I'm small, but I'm the muscle, so I'm probably stronger.
That's true.
Hey. We pull off this score, we'll each have enough grade A pure ultra dense honey to keep ourselves.
Are you sure Buzz's bees are going to let us do this? Wow, you think the security's going to be pretty good.
Chippy chippy chippy!
If nobody got that joke, they would.
I have recruited each of you for your special talents. Basil here is going to get us past the vault. Going to open that door. Slick, it's your job to dress up as human as you possibly can and go and sweet talk one of those electronic keys off of one of the one of the guards.
I'm doing my best.
Or, you know, if worse comes to worse, punch him. But no claws.
What? Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. I'll remind you in the future in case you're forgotten.
Claws is ripping through flesh, man. Just something about it. But all right. I'll play nice.
Listen, I've been on jobs with bears who aren't concerned about leaving a body count. Never again.
I've seen some shit.
I've seen some shit.
If you ever have a tranquilizer dart, three of them in your neck at the same time?
You two want to end up at this zoo?
No, not like Uncle Barney.
Ah, poor Uncle Barney.
Well, when you're punching those humans, you just think about staring out from behind those bars, little children throwing peanuts at you, and you remember your Uncle Barney. You hold those claws back.
They named him Humble. Little kids call him Humble all day long.
It's an unfortunate name. I remember how much he used to like bragging about his.
He did love his name, Barney. But he was a tough guy. Actually, he was.
He thought he was a tough guy. He was right.
Nobody beat him except for the man.
Sad state of affairs.
There's a knock on the door and it opens and a brown bear. Do you know it's Vincent? Now he's got a he's got a scar across his eye. It's closed. Hey, you guys almost done. There's another group that needs to plan a heist back here.
Give us 5 minutes, Vinny.
George Clooney's at the door.
We got another flashback scene going. You guys got to move.
And there's a schedule, so come on, wrap it up.
You gotta get back to the main action.
He closes the door.
Alright, so we got the plan. I know I got the floor plan on my computer here.
You hack that door open. You get us through the... You hack the vault door open. You get us got through it. the electronic locks. And we'll be sitting pretty in honey.
Oh. You don't really want to sit in the honey.
No, the figure is... God damn.
I lost some good fur. Once.
I also remember a guy went to the zoo. That poor bastard. You know what they give him? They give him honey from a little bear thing like this. A little plastic bottle. Sometimes. They call him poo.
It's unfortunate.
Ling Ling's claws shake and... Don't talk about the zoo. I've done my time on the inside. You don't know the half of it.
It's all right. We ain't never going to have to worry about that.
And then Ling Ling has kind of a overlaid dissolve flashback of being forced to mate with another panda.
Oh god, there's a flashback in a flashback.
Oh my god.
We're going deeper.
But this one doesn't get points because it's not in the back of a bar and there's no cigarettes.
No.
Or cigars.
Are we blue turtle?
Oh yeah, we're blue turtle.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you lost me. I got it. No idea.
Now we're back. Yeah, we're back.
You just having a private flashback?
Yeah, just my own thing.
Wow.
Don't worry, you don't want to know.
All right. So if you guys want,
it's
you can
a male
move a point from bear to criminal.
There's another male panda.
I'll move one from bear to criminal. Instead of constantly erasing things, I'm going to use these two six-sided dice.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm smart.
You are.
Everyone likes me. Hit four.
Three all the way down.
Oh.
All right, so we jump back to the present. It's the day of HoneyCon 2017. It's the first day. It's a Friday. You guys are standing on the streets on the line to get in. It's a surprisingly long line. They're saying that this is the most popular HoneyCon ever.
Damn.
They're expecting Ryan or somebody roll me 2d6 and add them together.
Six
people.
60,000 people.
That was like a Star Wars celebration this year.
Yeah. Well, it's HoneyCon. This is the biggest honey celebration in the world.
Is Stan Lee going to be there?
No.
Oh.
But Queen Bee is.
I was going to say that sometimes I tell people that he's my brother.
No. Okay. Stan Bee is going to be there.
Because I'm Grizzly.
Stan Bee is going to be there.
Fucking fell flat. All
right. You're terrible at it.
Because you're a grizzly.
Yeah. The most famous Disney bear's going to be there, too.
Disney
bears? Well, no, they don't. No, there aren't going to be famous bears there. They don't. They tend to not allow bears in.
So remember, wear your hats. Yeah. Try to act human.
All right, so you guys. So did you buy tickets?
There's no internet payment method that takes pine cones right now.
I will say it's a very loose game. If you say yes, you bought tickets, then you have bought tickets. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have to sneak in.
Ryan bought us tickets.
Did you, Ryan?
Thanks, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay.
He has connections.
Ryan, did you buy legitimate tickets or did you get them from a scalper?
I'm going to say I got them from a scalper.
Then make me a criminal roll.
Okay. Define legitimate. I'm legitimately holding.
Does thieving count or no?
Sure.
All right. Actually, hang on. Let me go to the other dice.
Well, look at Ryan. All those other dice.
Yep. Made it.
Okay.
Both.
They are legitimate.
Sweet.
Lucky for you. So you guys wait online for like an hour, and it starts moving, and you get ushered in, and there's a very... So as you're standing outside, you look up at the Detroit Convention Center, and when you were walking here, it was a bright sunny morning, but as you got closer, it got darker, and you thought maybe you were like standing in the shadow of the building, but now that you look up at it, there's like dark clouds hanging over it. The windows are dark. It's not that there's not lights on, it's just the whole thing has a very dark ambiance to it.
Okay.
Some of the window panes, like high up, are cracked. And you could see, you think you see a bat fly out of one?
You think they have this at a classier place.
They say this place used to be an old GM assembly plant.
I thought that was the hotel we were staying at.
Before it was repurposed and gentrified.
You guys get closer, and there's a man. You get like divided into multiple lines, and you wind up onto the line with this guy who's like scanning everyone's passes. He's ashen pale, has sunken eyes and cheeks. He looks almost dead, and he just doesn't even look at you as you hold out your passes. Welcome to HoneyCon. Boop. Welcome to HoneyCon. Boop. Welcome to HoneyCon. Boop.
I thank him.
Doesn't even respond.
We're in trench coats, right?
Well, you tell me.
So we're trying as human as possible.
I like we've got like ill fitting trench coats.
You're like the Ninja Turtles in the first movie.
You've had some trench coats.
As the guy scans Ling Ling's pass, he like grabs his trilby and just like takes it off, puts it back on, and then walks like very
the lady behind
deliberately
him.
Trying to be human.
Extra human
walk.
All right, and you are inside the main entry hall of HoneyCon 2017. There are people everywhere. It's deafeningly loud. You can see that there are people lining up for talks about honey, all different kinds of panels about honey. There are vendors that are selling honey everywhere, like little jars of it. Now, the stuff they're selling is not the primo stuff.
Of course not.
But it's still pretty good. It's crazy expensive, maybe. You don't really know how money works, unless you do. So that's what you walk. It's like walking into Comic-Con, kind of.
We haven't really established the conversion rate between pine cones and dollars. No. But, you know.
Would you look at all of this?
Keep your eyes on the prize, boys. We get that ultra-dense honey that'll make this stuff look like water. Leftovers.
You can smell it, though. It smells good.
It is pretty tempting.
I'm getting very hungry.
So there, like I said, there's honey panels. You could sign up for honey tastings.
Oh. Can we sign up for honey tastings? Can we?
Do you have any human money?
Get some.
You get us some human money, we can sign up for a tasting. It's best right. If we blend in before they do the big unveil tonight.
Yeah, tonight is when they're going to unveil the super mega dense honey.
All right, so I want to go to an off the side ATM.
Okay, and what?
Well, first I want to
yell at it until it gives you the money.
First, I'm going to poke out the camera using my claw.
Okay. Well, make roll criminal to see if you could find an isolated ATM at a bustling convention center.
They had a lot of that. That's our celebration, so it was plenty.
That was in Florida. This is Detroit.
No.
What'd you get?
Five.
No. It's a smaller convention center. There are ATMs, but none of them are isolated.
Can I use my computer to try to hack into one of them? Maybe I could get on the network they're on and try to mess around with it and get to spend some money once one of us goes up to it online.
Well, they're all the ATMs are with people around them, so someone would see you doing that.
Not with see me on my computer. And just automatically.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought you were trying to hack the ATM directly.
I want to, you know.
I'm going to get in online. I got the ATM and I need to hack it.
Right. That's the plan.
Okay. You can roll criminal and you can definitely use hacker.
All right. Can I use terrify?
No.
Oh.
You can't scare the internet.
One.
Okay. So you basically you have it set, so you just have to hit the button when Will walks up.
Right.
And he does. So Will, make me a criminal roll to convincingly if you want to make it look like you just walk up and insert your card and get money. Otherwise you're just gonna walk up and the ATM's gonna spit money at you.
As far as I know, that's how it works.
One.
Okay.
Yay.
Will, like, takes a leaf out of his fur.
No, he's got pockets.
Oh, that's right. He's got a trench coat.
Oh, yeah, we got the trench. Yeah.
You take a leaf out of your coat pocket and just sort of press it against the card slot. And a second later, you hold your paw out, and all of a sudden, wads of other leaves, green human money, mm-hmm. can just fill your hand, and you just stick it in your pocket. You have no idea how much it is.
This isn't my ward.
And then you take your leaf back like you saw the other people doing and put it in your pocket and boom, 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 walk away.
I just picture when we walk, it's like this janky, like, very deliberate swinging your arms back.
Dude, awesome cosplay.
No, no one has noticed you're a bear yet.
No one's cosplay.
But then they would notice you're a bear.
Right,
we're going incognito.
Yeah. All right, so you've got a wad of human money.
Mm-hmm. I bring it to Ryan. Yeah, you got money. Fine. Let's sign up for a honey tasting then.
Yes!
Okay.
No matter what we taste, though, it ain't going to be as good as what we're going to get tonight.
So you sign up for a honey tasting, and there's one. Do you want to sign up for one that's happening right now, or do you want to sign up for one later and walk around a little more?
I mean, we're bears. We're probably hungry. We probably want to do it now.
Okay. We're bears. We're probably hungry.
I would say let's do it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to kill some time at the con.
All right, so you sign up for honey tasting. They do it in small groups, so there's about 50 people. There's not even, like, seats, so there's a section, or one of the rooms in the convention center. It's dark. There are spider web cobwebs in the corners. But there's rows of folding tables. And as you walk in, they give you a number, and you see that there's numbers like 1 through 50. And at each number is a little tray with four little, like, teaspoons of honey.
That's all we get?
It's a tasting. You get a little taste, and that's it.
Now, if you want, remember, when you eat honey, you can move a point from criminal to bear.
I thought there was a load of honey. Hello, train.
Yep. That's fun in the middle of the night.
So they usher you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Now, if you'd like, we could take you through the information about this honey that we're offering today. The first one is a special blend from Argentina of two different types of pollinated flowers. And they go into this district. So basically, you ever see those little fancy like spoons with the curved end? It's just like a little spoon. That's what it is. So you have a spoon of honey that you just, you know.
My laptop, I'm going to look up Argentina.
As they're doing the descriptions, Ling Ling like picks up the spoon and just sort of like squints at it and examines it and like sniffs it.
And now the next one, number two, you'll see it's a much darker color. That's because it comes from Norway.
Ooh.
Yes.
Whoa. I got Norway.
Ling Ling, what's Norway? I have no idea. But just nod and eat the honey.
You try. It tastes like honey. It's good.
It's good thing it tastes like.
And our third sample today comes from the shores of Hawaii. Tropical honey. You try it. It's good. Tastes like honey. Mm-hmm. And our last one comes from...
Is that a hint of pineapple?
Our last one comes from right here in Detroit. Locally sourced from local bees. If you'd like, those bees are going to be holding a panel later this afternoon. You try it. It's good.
And those bees be Bethany?
I really like the fourth one. If there's someone next to me, I'm going to try and take their fourth one.
Oh, there is someone next to you. Oh. Roll bear.
Are you shifting a point? Because you did just eat a load of honey.
Hmm.
You can't shift a point from criminal to bear.
All right, I'll even myself back out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed to shift the point to bear.
If you want to.
If you want, it's your choice.
I'm not going to.
I'm not doing it. Because
I'm holding it together.
Okay, so you just reach over and grab their honey. Hey! Yeah. I was going to eat that.
I'm a bear. It's delicious.
Excuse me. This man just ate my honey sample.
I just put the spoon back.
I punch him.
You punch Eric or the guy?
Him. Eric.
Okay.
Just a tap, like, like, what are you doing?
You could talk to him.
Well, but he could also punch me.
Yeah.
All right, you punch him on the shoulder.
I walk over to the person whose honey he stole, man or woman, or?
You decide. It's a man.
Okay, it's a man.
It's a skinny little man.
It's good honey.
I take my hat off, and
you roll criminal.
Four, I made it.
Okay.
Yay!
The man looks at you very confused, and then his eyes go wide. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I apologize. I did not realize. And he walks away.
Good job. You didn't have to tell him that.
Stupid humans.
All right, so you finish your honey tasting and exit back out onto the convention floor. So you guys could try to get a layout of, I mean, you have the floor plans, but to try to, you know, get eyeballs on, see what the security's like. You can go to plant panels or do other honey-related activities. If you guys tell me there's something here.
I think we should walk around the floor a little bit more and see about our... see if our intel is right about the floor. Because when we were planning it out, we want to make sure that there's not extra security or...
Yeah, nothing we didn't anticipate. That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to do that, that'll be criminal roll.
Okay.
To...
all of us?
If you want. If that's what you're... if you're walking around to get a lay of the land, then yeah. If you're just walking around looking at all the honey and stuff, then no.
Two.
Okay.
I'm going to look at some honey. I'll let Will do that one.
I'm going to grab you, so...
anyone want to?
Anyone else while I'm up?
No. Sure. I want 14 of them. And then I'll die.
Ooh, there's maple syrup. Bears like that, too.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
There you go, Ed.
Sorry, I can't move in anymore.
Let me do it. I got it.
Why'd you say, here you go, Ed?
To make you thirsty. Although it's not the same as opening a can.
I got it.
You got it? Yeah, well, I said my purse you broke, so. Again, you know
what? Alright, so. Everything lines up with the floor, with the blueprints you had, and the. Basil managed to get you a. You know, like a map. They put up a map of the convention floor beforehand,
mm-hmm.
And it's accurate.
It's accurate. Cool.
That's one or great. Two of the booths that they said would be here aren't there, but I mean, they're still the space is there.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens at conventions. They don't like it.
What you don't know, though, is where they're storing that ultra dense mega honey. Before, so what's going to happen is tonight at 8 p.m. Everyone who has tickets is going to be able to go to the main convention hall for the special unveiling of the Ultra Dense Mega Honey, which is only produced once every 25 years.
Ooh. Do we have tickets for that? Is that are our tickets just
that's on our
entrance?
That's on our passes automatically.
Oh no, you have to get tickets here.
Oh, do we have tickets or do we have to get wristbands?
Doesn't matter.
No.
You know, I'm going to say wristband, because it's funnier, because they won't fit.
Thanks, Will. My ticket would have fit.
Take cover! So that's one thing, that's one complication you have to overcome. You have to get tickets. Sorry, wristbands. I'm going to make a note of that. Wristbands.
Yeah, fucking not tickets. Tickets are dumb.
For everything.
Well, can you imagine us trying to give out tickets to a leaf?
They're going to unveil this ultra dense mega honey, and a select few people are going to get a sample.
Ooh.
They're going to do a lottery of, you know, like if your wristband is number 53, come on up.
We may have a problem, boys.
Yeah, what's that?
The line to get into the big unveiling is all up and down the place.
People are already lining up.
People are camping out.
It's like 10 in the morning and people are already there.
Well, if there's one thing us bears are good at, it's ruining camping.
I told you, no coolers.
We're bumping into your baskets.
All right. So yeah, so your just intel. Have
to, sorry, my yogi came out there. Hold on.
We just have to convince.
That's racist, man. Come on.
We just have to convince them that we need to get to the front of that line.
Or something else.
Arcturus, you gotta get us up as close as you can. See if we can persuade some of these humans to move out of the way.
Hmm. I could do that.
All right. So what are you doing, Will?
Well, I think we're just gonna try and get in line a little bit up, further up, and then anybody who questions it, we just scare them.
So you're gonna cut the line and then just yell at people. That's your plan.
I'm gonna try that brony gun.
Hey, you can't get in line.
Get out of the way.
God, he's insane. Let him go.
Yeah, it's not as intimidating for you, Eric. You're the wrong type of bear.
It's all right. Shut up.
No, I won't work. How would I do it?
I really want... From what you said before, Ryan, I was really looking forward to watching Will try to seduce a security guard as a bear.
Try to convince everyone that, you know, they're lining up in the wrong place.
Right. Lie to people.
They're excellent verbal skills.
Oh, true. Okay, we do that.
So you're going to try to tell people that they're in the wrong spot?
Yeah.
That's definitely a criminal role.
Okay.
Bears are always telling people that they're
Do you have any skills that apply?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, slick.
Slick?
All right. Yeah, I'll give it to you. So you roll two dice.
Two? And a five.
And what's your criminal at?
Criminal is a three.
Okay. So... Roll a d6 and tell me what you have.
Six.
Okay. So you go towards the front. You don't go all the way to the front of the line because that would be stupid. You go to like one of the first bends and tell the people there, and you manage to get rid of a chunk of the line. So the line is much shorter. You're pretty sure this is where you'd have to be to get tickets.
Or wristbands.
Wristbands,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, wristbands. Tickets are something completely different.
Yeah, tickets are for chumps.
Fine, those guys.
So you guys just going to wait online?
When are they giving out the wristbands?
They're going to give out the wristbands at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So now, do we have any idea about how they give out the... Like, you said each one of the wristbands is numbered.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do they give, like, one to the first person?
You don't know.
To the second, no.
Okay. Well, luckily, we're bears. We're patient.
Yeah, that's one of the traits of bears have.
Okay. You know me, I'm patient as a bear.
That's a thing that people say.
You're all you want.
I am.
What?
Alright, let's keep going.
You can hibernate.
Hibernation isn't patience. It's sleeping.
Same thing.
Look how patient I am. I was waiting in bed from 10 p.m. all the way to 6 a.m.
Holy shit.
That's
pretty patient.
Yeah, it's like you're just a little patient.
Patient
like,
as fuck.
You're like a doctor.
Every night I wait for the sun to come up.
Well, guys, here's another thing you guys can draw about me on the internet.
Draw about you?
I don't know. There's some guy doing fan art right now for the galaxy thing.
Shadows is doing fan art.
Did you just invite people to draw pictures of you sleeping?
No.
Alex patiently waiting. All
right. Patiently waiting.
You're biding your time.
I'm stupid.
We love you, Will.
Yeah, we do.
Will's lying in bed. Anyway. No wonder Will always falls asleep at the game. He just lays in bed waiting all night and doesn't sleep.
patiently waiting for sleep to come.
Okay.
All right.
So it is one-to-one. Like, you can't have one person wait in line and get three wristbands.
Right, right. So we've got a, how long is this wait going to be?
It says like 10 a.m. now, so okay, it's going to be like 6 hours.
6 hour wait.
Cons are a couple of days, so we have a couple of days of this.
No,
but this is the big event.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we walked around the floor a little bit. We got some tastings in.
I'll say it's like noon, but it's noon by the time you guys get online.
So I said we can wait this.
However, it might make things a little harder if you're just sitting online, because you don't know where the Mega Honey is. Uh-huh. If you wait until they bring it out, it's not going to be in the vault. It's just going to be in the room in front of.
Right. What if one bear stay back online, and then the other guys go off and walk around, and then you take shifts like every hour.
Well, then only one person's going to get a wristband. One bear.
Well, I'll say they come back.
You're gonna have to convince people to let you cut the line again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, you can wait online and get wristbands, but if you're trying to steal the honey, if you're doing it at the unveiling, it's going to be in front of a room full of people.
Do I have any way on my computer to try to get into the system and figure out where the honey is being kept?
You could try.
Maybe, like, intercept some messages going, like, to the security and
stuff. You could certainly try. Uh-huh. So I would say that's criminal, and you can definitely use hacker for that.
You've got, like, your laptop out, and you got, like, a little earpiece, and you're trying to tune into the scrambled traffic.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't.
Lowest is four.
No sixes, though.
No sixes.
Yeah, no, you can't. They're communicating on a different frequency. You can't hack it.
Can I vomit that honey I ate back up and take the point back in criminal?
No, you can do another flashback scene if you want to point in criminal.
But it's too late for this role.
For this role, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was just kidding. It's like, I roll well enough. Quick, I have to flashback.
I roll. Blah. I didn't hack well. Blah.
Can't get any information. I thought, I guess it's a little more tight than I thought it would be, the security.
It is a client only around every 25 years.
I sure as hell can't wait another 25. Do we live that long? No. All right, idea. Guys. Listeners, if you know what the lifespan of a bear is, somehow tell us now.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Interesting.
All right.
Kind of terrified about how you did that.
It's all right.
Thought just dropped into all of our heads simultaneously.
Oh. We'll go a little late.
I'm running on dial up.
That makes sense. I was wondering what that sound was every time I was thinking.
Modem noise.
Welcome!
You've got mail.
You've got pictures.
You've got text.
You've got idea.
You've got error.
Goodbye.
All right.
Logging off.
So what are you guys going to do? What are you bears going to do?
Eat Goldilocks.
There are many people dressed as Goldilocks.
I could probably eat one of them. Would you roll?
There is a Goldilocks cosplay competition.
Would you roll bear or criminal for that?
That would definitely be bear.
Yeah, but it's like a criminal act to eat people.
Well, what is a honey convention? There'll be a porridge convention.
Ha! Don't shame them, Will. You're right, that would be a porridge convention.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people dressed as bees.
Wow.
I don't like bees.
Is that Will or
Bear?
We're sorry to all of our B listeners.
Will's views does not reflect the views of Rack and Rock as a whole. We love our B listeners, nice. Except Eric.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Please feel free to swarm wherever you like around Eric.
No.
And at the same time, type 3.
No. 4.
All right, so what are you guys doing?
All right. I am going to... We've already cased the place.
So you know, you have a map of the building, and you know where all the booths are for the floor, mm-hmm. and you know where the secure area is.
Alright, so we need to stick to the original plan.
Yeah.
We're trying to blend in too much. Which means that you need to get on sweet talking some keys out of someone.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
So
gotta
I'm gonna spot a security guard if I can.
Alright, that's criminal.
Bears can
I get one or two?
I'm just gonna say one. Not really a fee thing.
Yeah, true. 2.
Yay. Okay. You're standing in line, and you watch every few minutes a pair of security guards walk by.
We need to get one of those security guards alone, so that our tourist here can work his magic.
They'll scare the other one away. Got it.
Or distract them.
Mm-hmm. I'm better at scaring, but yeah, probably.
Tell you what, I got your back on this one, Arturus.
All right.
So the next time they come by, I'm going to pad up to them, you know, tip my hat in a really weird, awkward manner, and then make a make pantomime like I have to go to the bathroom, and then shrug.
make another criminal roll.
One.
Yeah. Okay. You do that, and one of the security guards says, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's down this way over there."
I kind of like shield my eyes, like I'm looking. I don't see where he's pointing.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Here, I'll show you. And he leads you away. And the other one just kind of like leans against a pillar and is waiting for his partner to come back.
All you, Arturus.
And Arturus walks up to him.
Okay.
Try convince him to.
Not very good at this.
Get on his key card.
You can either just swipe it off him, or you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and talk to him, or try and bother him.
Give me your key card.
I need to hold your key card for.
All right, so that's definitely criminal, and I'll give you another one for slick.
Yeah.
Not much.
3 and 2.
And what's your criminal at?
3. 3.
All right, so 2's lower. So are you just trying to sneak up behind him and take it, or are you like talking to him to distract him?
Yeah, I'm trying to distract him so he doesn't notice.
All right, so you come up, and you like point down.
Like Vampire Weekend.
He's like, yeah, I do like Vampire Weekend. How did you know? And he turns, and you reach over and grab his key card. And you like, yeah, I know, their first album was amazing. Just these guys from Harvard, just boom, it's crazy, right?
I point to his shirt because I can see that he's wearing a t-shirt underneath the security guard.
What, you went to that one too? Was it an amazing show? And a minute later,
to myself, what the hell am I talking about?
A minute later, his partner comes back. All right, come on, let's go. And they start walking again. I'll see you later, man.
I get back in line.
All right, so
did you get it?
I just put back on.
Why'd you say "rrr" to me?
I don't know.
That was the bear version of yeah.
Oh yeah, that's probably we have our yeah. Fair enough.
You know I did.
That's why we brought you along. Plus your cool hat.
There's,
I don't know what the hell I just said to him.
It cuts to the women's bathroom, and there's a sound of a flush. And then Ling Ling comes out, trailing a piece of toilet paper from his back paw.
Yeah. One of the women gives you a sideways glance in the mirror. She's adjusting her little bee antenna in the mirror.
Ling Ling goes up to the mirror and checks out his eyelashes.
Look, oh, I love your makeup.
Stop it. And you walk out. You meet up with them. And Arturus has a key card.
Did you get it?
Got it.
Good. I think I may have destroyed one of those human toilets.
What happened? Did you crack it?
You don't want to know. Oh. Let's just say last night's bamboo didn't agree with me.
Well, at least I think it was bamboo.
It was shaped like it, at the very least.
Yeah, Ryan could eat anything that at least looks like bamboo.
And so can his character.
Ryan does love his bamboo.
I do. Now we need to get into that secure area.
Well, we got the key card. Whatever this, well, we got the thing, whatever it is, it gets in those doors.
They're inedible leaf.
There's a plastic leaf.
Why would you make a leaf out of plastic? That's just taunting.
You look around, there's plastic plants everywhere.
There's no smell. I reiterate. You notice that? There's the stench of human.
All of a sudden, you guys hear a crack of thunder, and the lights go out.
Oh,
and there's a scream, and then the lights come back on, and everyone just goes back to walking around as if nothing happened.
What is going on in this place?
Anyone else just hear that? I'm supposed to be the one being terrifying.
I mean, there's cobwebs everywhere. There's, well,
what do you want?
Weird.
It's Detroit.
That's true.
I figured those were just the spiders to catch the excess bees.
So what are you guys doing now? You've got a key card.
All right. I'm thinking. Let's do another flashback.
Okay.
Because I feel like we need to elucidate like what the plan is a little more. It says we need concise timing, right? Really precise timing, mm-hmm. rather.
So I'm going to say the patrols are periodical, especially in the restricted area.
Okay.
So you need very precise time. Like, you have a very narrow window to get in, hack the impenetrable door, and get out with the honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And we won't fit in these uniforms that these security guards walk in.
So are we going back to flashback mode, or are we just saying...
Yeah, do the flashback.
All right. Flashback.
Back in the honeypot.
You guys walk in. Vinny goes, ah, you guys again. Flashback room is back there. You know where it is.
Thanks.
It's a very convenient bar.
Wow.
It's after hours, so like the chairs are all up on the table.
Yep. It's just Vinny cleaning out glasses.
Can we have the sax player in the room this time?
No.
Well,
sax player's went home.
Damn it.
No, the sax player, he's still sitting in the corner, still blowing away on a saxophone. But he's playing like a low, slow blues melody.
He's got those round sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. He's got dark black Ray-Bans on.
He's the sax player from Dr. Teeth. The one whose name I always forget, with the hat and the sunglasses.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Muppets bands.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I always forget his name, but he was my favorite.
Man, for a guy who's your favorite, you
know. What?
Except he's a polar bear.
Yeah.
I actually can picture it.
I know him, but I can't think of it. I'm going to have to Google it.
I forget his name, too.
Yeah.
I actually picture the polar bear with the sunglasses with the saxophone.
All right, boys.
Look, I've seen that before.
Theater of the mind, Will.
Vinny was kind enough to let us use the flashback room again. Let's not beat around the bush, as it were.
You guys walk back into the flashback room. As you open the door, there's a little shelf with cigarettes and cigars that you have to take.
We
walk past the flash runs room.
It's very rarely used.
There's a bear going in there going, "We have to go back!"
Alright, so what are you planning?
Got a different brand of cigars this time.
We have a very narrow window to get in to the vault and get out without being spotted.
Yeah.
There's an extensive network of security cameras that have been set up. Basil, it's your job to disarm that before we go in.
You got it.
That is going to trigger one of the patrols to divert. So we have exactly a minute to break into the vault, get the honey, and get out without being spotted.
You can count on me. I'm really good at this computer stuff.
What is the check-in for the security guard? They got to check in every 2 minutes? They got to check?
Yes. Every 2 minutes. They have to radio back.
We'll say, because we get those... We have two security guards. We can probably just take two of them out. And I'll give them a minute.
What did I say? No bodies.
I didn't say bodies. I said knock them out.
All right. We'll call that plan B.
For bear.
It'll give us an extra minute.
All right. If he can't hack the door, he needs more time. I'll be ready and get the honey. You...
If I can't hack the door. All right.
Arturus, you enact plan B. You're our backup. B for backup.
N for bear. They both start. Okay.
I don't need you to tell me about human letters.
I'm gonna...
Yeah, you can switch a point from bear to criminal if you want.
I'm gonna do that.
Just remember, if one of them hits six, that's it.
Your bone.
Are you staying 3-3-1?
B is also for bone.
Yeah.
B for bone. I'm going to switch from bear to criminal.
So you're at 5-1 now?
5-1.
I'm at 2-4.
Okay. Anything else you need to plan, or are we going to jump back to the present?
I don't know. Do you guys want to add any more detail?
I think we have a good...
Well, what are we getting the honey out in?
Oh, that's a good...
That's a good question.
Yeah. That's a good detail.
I got a
we swap it out. Swap it out with another one.
Right.
So that way they'll bring... That way, even when they get into the vault...
Indiana Jones it.
Right.
Yeah.
So even when they get into the vault, they won't know anything's wrong. We just swap it out, and they'll figure it out later, when we're long gone. Or unless... I don't know. Are we sticking around after that? I hear there's a...
Well,
there's a panel on... Something Ooh. Funny that
on behavior, how it affects.
Oh,
since this has happened every 25 years, is there any images of what the honey looks like?
Let me look it up.
Make a criminal roll, Eric, with your 3 before, because technically the scene hasn't ended yet.
And I can use hacker, or...
Yeah.
Because I'm hacking into information that's public knowledge.
You're hacking into that Google.
1 and 2, either one would be good.
Okay. Yeah, you find a picture, it's not great quality, because it's 25 years old, from the last time they had a display of ultra-dense mega honey. It looks like honey, except it kind of glows a bit.
Oh.
Like it has like a golden aura to it.
Oh,
ooh!
So just sneak a light bulb in.
We cut to a scene of like one of those shitty, like, Honey Bear bottles from the grocery store, and Ling Ling undoes the cap, and then, like, drops in an LED.
One of the reasons that the Ultra Dense Mega Honey is so coveted, besides the fact that it's really delicious and good, is that it's impossible to make without these incredibly posh bees. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time to get the bees to be that posh.
Damn.
That they make Ultra Dense Mega Honey.
Yeah, most bees don't even live that long.
Yeah. It can't be artificially created.
They don't have enough time to become posh, you know?
Yeah.
What is the closest color to it? Which color? You can always swap out of the right with a similar color so the guards don't notice.
Well, the color would have to glow.
Oh, put a light bulb underneath it.
I mean, like I said, it looks like regular honey that's glowing.
It's something glows.
Yeah.
Or does it glow because of the fact that they illuminate it from the bottom?
No.
Damn. This is bioluminescence.
Bioluminescent honey.
It's ultra-dense
so,
mega honey.
So I hold up the crabby little honey bear with the LED in it. And
make a criminal roll if you want.
Alright, let's see.
See how good your fake honey is.
4. So I would have made that even.
Alright, passable.
It's passable.
If they're just walking by glancing at it... It'll probably be okay. If anyone gets close,
they're gonna know it's not the super mega dense honey.
Yeah.
I just thought of a complication.
Honey takes a while to pour in.
If it's really dense honey, then it's probably really heavy.
Well, you also, the one thing you don't know is how much there is.
Right. It could be.
Mm-hmm. This is a truck.
Neutron honey.
Neutron honey.
1 teaspoon of Manhattan.
Alright, so we still flashback in or can we leave the bar? So I don't want to.
Vinny's like, come on, guys, I'm going to close up already.
This cigar isn't really agreeing with me.
I can only patiently wait for the sun to come up for so long.
Well, I'm not as patient as you bear types.
I think you've been
eating. Vinny's a bear.
Oh. Right.
I think you've been doing that cigar wrong. You keep eating it.
That's not what you're supposed to do with cigars.
No.
It's made of leaves.
I thought they say you munch on cigars.
No, you don't munch on cigars.
But that's what they said.
I mean.
Oh, man.
Work on it.
Feeling kind of sick.
This is the kind of crap we can't have over regular Donnacott.
Whatever humans are supposed to do with cigars, that's what you fucking do.
I always see smoke come out of their mouths.
So it's cold? It makes their mouths cold?
Oh, that's weird. It's like refrigerating.
No, it's always looks like it's burning.
Okay.
That's the opposite.
So we cut back to now. So I'm going to say you guys are inconspicuously standing outside, away from the secure locked door that you need the key card for.
Now I need to work into the camera system.
Right. So what do we? So let's make sure we have all of our things before we do anything. We got stuff to put the honey in.
It's a heist. You have gym bags.
Yeah.
Every heist has an infinite number of gym bags.
Cool.
I've played enough.
Payday.
Yeah, payday.
You know, believe
me. You just like, have bags.
Lingley opens his trench coat. Gym bags just fall.
That's when you notice that his coat is just made of gym bags.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you've got gym bags. How much you'll actually be able to carry is another question. But you can load up plenty. So you've got that. Ryan made his replacement, his honey pot.
I got the decoy.
Yeah.
Now I need to mess with the system. To send an alert to the wrong place. Right?
Well, no, you have the key card to get in the door.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to. But we have to get to the door safely without anyone.
There's security cameras that he has to deactivate.
Okay.
That's what we established in the flashback.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll with that hacker bonus.
Yeah. That's criminal, obviously.
Really? Made it.
Okay.
4.
Just barely.
For those who can't see, not in general, but you can listen to this too. I pointed to Alex with a smile when he said,
"For those who can't see Eric, you're lucky."
Come on, I trimmed the beard a little bit.
So what were you trying to do with the cameras?
I want to deactivate the ones around because we said that would send an alert.
Yeah, it's, once the cameras fuzz out, we have a minute to get in, get the honey, and get out. And if need be, we have Arturus to cause a further distraction.
So basically you're turning off a camera on the other side of the building to get them over there? Or you're turning off the cameras where you
are? We're turning off the cameras where we are.
Okay, because that's going to send them right to you. Because if the cameras go out, they're just going to go. Okay,
that's what I mean. We have.
Gotcha. Okay. They have a response of a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you hit it. You hit the button.
All right, and that should do it.
The person sitting next to you hears, and on your monitor you see there's like four or five cameras. Bing, 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 bing.
All right.
All right, go.
Go. Let's go.
I go and I swipe the key card. I
swipe the card, yeah.
Stupid plastic human leaf.
Make a criminal roll.
All right, thief.
All right, I'll give it to you.
5 and 3, got it.
Okay, you swipe their stupid plastic leaf, and then you hear the kink, which you assume means that you can go through, and you push the door open. And there is a bunch of twisting hallways. Do you know where to go?
Well, does the map that I got, it doesn't cover this, I'm assuming.
You have the map of the show floor, mm-hmm. and you have a blueprint of the area, and you know, yeah, it does cover it.
All right, I was going to say, because otherwise, how potent is the scent of the honey?
So one of you has to make a criminal check. To navigate the hallways.
Who has the best criminal?
I think Ryan is at 5.
Thief?
Yeah, alright.
Okay. 2.
2.
There are 2.
Okay, you remember. So this is what I'm going to say. So, you said you have 60 seconds. So every action is going to be a tick down in 10 seconds.
For 10 seconds, okay.
So that was 10 seconds to get to the door.
Okay.
Eric? So there, so
I have
you
to
guys
get into the door, right?
So you get to the impenetrable vault. There is a big circular vault door.
Nothing's impenetrable to Basil the Bear.
So you're going to hack in, I'm assuming.
I'm going to hacker, go cracker, slacker.
Okay.
Like sometimes I go to the chat room, yeah.
Hacker.
Sometimes I hold that hood packer. What? 2.
Damn it!
Awesome.
I was really hoping you were going to fail.
I wasn't.
And you, so that takes you another chunk of time. Where's the 4? There we go. 4. And you guys hear.
I think that's our sign to move.
And Arturus, because he's the muscle, grabs the door and pulls. And inside, you see. The vault is not as big as you thought it would be. In the center of the room is a pedestal. And on top of it is a container about a foot and a half tall, and about a foot wide. It's bear shaped. But it's like really like short and pudgy bear.
Oh.
It looks like Buddha if he was a bear.
Oh. Buddha was a bear.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got the classic like conical top, but it's you can see it's made of gold that screws into the top. Mm-hmm. And the container is made of glass and it's glowing. And there is your ultra dense mega honey.
It's beautiful. I want to eat it right now.
And then you hear
someone was really impressed.
So what are you guys doing? You're on down to 4.
Well, Ling Ling is gonna take off one of his duffel bags and he's wearing as a trench coat.
I heard that and I'm like, we're looking around for it.
Okay. So if you're taking time to look around, Eric.
Keep tabs on those guards, Basil.
Yeah, okay.
You turned off the cameras.
Around here, that's true, yeah, I did.
Well, no, you probably took control of the cameras for...
No.
He's got 1 minute until they come to the area making it...
I could probably...
Cutting off our escape.
I probably switch to other cameras of, like, nearby areas to see if they're coming.
Okay, you're going to have to make a hacker check.
All right, just going
to
keep switching the cameras and switching the cameras, but if I switch the cameras off for too long where the bear will come and kill us and put our dead bodies into the suits. Oh, wait, wrong game. All right.
What?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Alright. So, criminal, bear, Ryan, if you're just trying to manhandle this jar into...
Uh-oh. All right, eat the honey real quick. And then... Oh, both four.
Three.
You know what? Yeah, I've got the fake jar of honey.
Okay, so your fake jar of honey is like the size of a jar of honey.
Right, it's not gonna pass.
No, not at all.
So I just look at it and say, "Well, there goes that idea," and I squeeze the entire thing.
That's gonna be your action, though.
Okay,
that's so you guys are down to three.
Okay,
so you pass.
Right,
what'd you get, Will?
Three. I passed.
Four. Okay, so Eric, yeah, you're flipping through the cameras, and you see guards hustling over. Your timetable looks right. Right. You still have the one that's like pointed at the door that you came, the security door from far away, mm-hmm. and they're not there yet.
Okay,
you can ask me to do it, Ryan.
Will, you look around and you see the room is dark, just like everything around here is dark. It seems like the honey itself is the only illumination in here.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're looking, something shimmers. And comes into view a foot, like, on the edge of where the light from the honey stops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, standing right on that border. It's vaguely human-shaped. Like, you can see, like, the shape of an arms and legs and a torso and a head. But it's just kind of... It's not on the floor. It's floating. And it's just right on that border. And it says... So next turn, what are you doing? Down to three. All of you, not just Will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for the jar.
All right. You got to bury it into the bag.
Yep.
Please roll six.
I rolled a four. I didn't make it.
All right, but you didn't get a six. It's too heavy for you to lift by yourself. Like you said, it's ultra dense mega honey. It is much, much heavier than it looks. Or maybe you're just old and not as strong as you used to be. No, it's just heavier than it looks.
Well, then I'm the rookie. I have to help and to prove that I'm young and helpful.
Okay.
Can I help him with that roll?
Sure. You can roll bear.
Because I already know our timetable's good. Why am I rolling twice?
Yeah,
rookie. No. I'm showing off my worth to the grizzled veteran.
No,
wow,
just bear.
The grizzly veteran.
No,
you guys can't get it.
Arturus, stop staring at the air and get over here and help us with this thing.
Okay.
I shake my head like, oh my god, what the hell?
So you get two dice roll because you're the muscle.
Yes.
No.
What'd you get?
Four.
No sixes.
Okay. Arturus comes up. All right, let me. You can't lift it either.
Well, I go lift it and who are you?
Yeah, he gets thrown off by the voice again. Yeah. That's a good explanation.
Yeah, you go to lift it and it says, "What are you doing in here? You guys don't belong here.
I wouldn't do that if I were you." This is that.
We're gonna have to go with Plan C.
Local records.
And then Ling Ling unzips his jacket and throws it open, and he's just got like a vest full of mason jars.
Okay.
Two, that's a go.
So then he like tries to unscrew the cap. And then begins spooning some of the ultra dense.
Are you just doing it, or are you giving it to everyone?
I'm handing out jars.
Do you have any?
All right, everyone, make a criminal check to resist. Oh, so I will say this:
You can either make a criminal check to avoid the temptation of just diving right in, mm-hmm. or I will just give you back a point. You could switch a point from criminal to bear if instead you just start eating honey.
I already showed in a previous scene that I have trouble resisting honey that I saw and I eat. So I will take that and point back from criminal to bear.
Alright, I'm going to make the resistance roll.
Yeah.
Can I get my thieving die? Because we are literally thieving right now.
Yes.
Nah, this is not relatable.
And you know what, Ryan? I'll even give you your retired die. Because you're too old for this shit. Yeah.
Triple sixes. No, 1, 5, 6.
Okay. So you're just... Like you're like not even spilling. You got a one, right?
Yeah.
You're not even spilling a drop. Like you're dunking it in, screwing the cap on, putting it in as you could. We are a well-oiled machine. And you look over at Basil.
I'm not spilling a drop either. I'm just not putting it into the receptacle you want.
You look at Basil, and he just stares at it for a second, and then scoops the jar in.
There's like the extreme close up on our eyes, and I'm just like, no.
All right, Will, what are you doing?
Go back.
Well, I got us more time now, huh?
So what are we down to?
You're at 2. As soon as Will's done, that is down to 1, because Will hasn't gone yet.
I'm going to try and pick up the jar again.
Okay.
Or should I do something else?
Well, he was passing out mason jars to everyone to scoop.
So scoop.
Okay, so that's criminal to avoid the temptation of just diving into the honey.
2.
Okay. You're scooping mason jars and handing them back to Ling Ling because you don't have the vest for it.
Hand them to me.
So this is 1. If you stay to collect more honey, you're going to have to come up with a new escape plan because they're going to be at the door. Or this is your last chance to escape, theoretically.
How much of the honey do we have?
You got a 1. Will helped. I'm going to say between the two of you, you each managed to fill 3 mason jars.
Okay.
So you have 6 mason jars total. It's like, you know, a drop in this giant bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tons left.
Well, how many guards are there?
You don't know.
70.
Lots.
Lots.
You did not find out how many guards there were.
No, we did not.
No. I say... We probably get away with what we got.
Well, we're probably going to have to drag you away.
Yeah.
Cool, that's up to you.
He's the muscle.
See, the way I'm thinking about it, this is Ling Ling's retirement score, and you're fucking up his retirement score. He grumbles, Arturus, go head those guards off.
Bear it up.
You're me.
I'm asking him. Should I bear it up?
I think we're going out loud.
Okay. So, next... So, that you could take this turn if you want, Will, to sort of, like, get ready and find... Like, get in position.
Yeah.
All right. So, you could roll bear to find the best bear spots. Just the 1 die.
Muscle.
You're not attacking them yet. You're getting in position.
Bear spot.
3.
Okay. You find a decent bear spot. Eric, Ryan, what are you doing?
Like Ryan said, I might have to be pulled away from this delicious honey.
It's so good.
It really is.
This is the best thing you've ever had.
I'm gonna try to smack some sense into it.
Okay. Literally?
Yeah, literally.
That's bear.
Criminals don't hit people.
I'll give you retired for that.
All right, yeah, because...
This is not the first time you've had someone go sour on you.
Pull it together, rookie. No.
No.
Oh.
It's good fucking honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll pull it together right after this scoop.
And this next one. And this next one.
I'll let you slide another point if you want, Eric.
What happens if I don't? Like, is that a... I'm able to resist it. Oh, wait, I would roll a resistance
dice. So roll criminal to resist.
Right.
If you fail, you're going to move a point from criminal to bear.
Mm.
If you succeed, you could take an action.
And remember, if you get down to... If you get up to six bear...
You I'm just go full bear.
I'm even right now, so I'll try to resist.
Yeah. Just roll criminal.
Nope.
Nope. All right, so slide one from bear to criminal to bear. And you're just... Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I'll get right back to you on that. Oh, my God. Oh. Well,
you're going to have to grab it. Again.
All right, so that's the end of that. So, Will, you hear footsteps and voices on the other side of the door, and you hear, they're getting the Mega Honey! We have to stop them! The convention organizer is not going to like this.
Oh, yeah, him.
So, what are you guys doing?
I'm going bear.
Okay, so the doors open, Will, and two security guards walk in.
Remember, no claws.
I will give
on
you...
On two high legs!
That's bear, and you can use muscle.
Muscle, yeah.
No! They're not afraid of me! God. Or I fall down.
I'm the terrifying one.
You roar at them. And what they just turn, we got bears! We got bears in here! Pull the bear alarm!
That did not go how I thought it would, guys.
And suddenly, the two of you hear, bear, 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 bear.
Bear, bear, and that's bear, not the end.
We've been made!
And you guys turn, and as you turn, the vault door... Slam shut.
Yeah.
Luckily, well, I mean, depending. You're in the vault. You have the honey.
Battle, you gotta get us out of here.
Right.
Oh, that's so good.
Right, I'm on my... Oh.
So, roll criminal.
All the things yours. Do it now.
Shit, yeah,
I'm in there, Will.
You have a quick flash round. Oh.
You're outside. You went down the hall to meet the humans.
Oh. No,
I'm distracted.
I'm too bare.
Your fingers are too sticky to type on the keyboard from all the honey you were eating,
but it was worth it. I'm having trouble here.
Ooh, I told you so. Says the ghost.
Who the fuck is that?
Me.
We don't need any of your sass, ghost.
Ooh, they were expecting you. And it floats and like goes into the wall and just dissolves.
Oh man.
You were sold out.
Now this is what I call a sticky situation. I've been holding on to that one for about an hour.
I was wondering why you were turning red.
We were waiting for the perfect time.
God damn it, Eric.
So what are you doing, Ryan?
I'll
bury you.
I hate you guys. This wasn't so much fun.
Break out of here with my bare hands. Yeah. I'm gonna try to crack the vault from the inside. You know, like,
okay. By punching it or like the combination?
The combination lock wouldn't be on the inside, but.
Well, there would be some. There might be something.
Yeah, some kind of a release.
Okay. That's going to be criminal.
Okay.
I'll give you a flashback. I'll give you a thief. Yeah.
Okay.
Quick flashback. Oh. Telling me not to eat honey.
Got it. Like. Two.
Two. All right. Yeah. There is a safety release valve handle. That you. It takes you the turn to find it, but you do, and then you. I say handle. You have to like grab it and pull it down to open it up. But you managed to do that. So Will, the two guys that you roared at jump back, and then two other big guys come trundling in wearing anti-bear suits.
Instead of SWAT, it says bear.
And they point big bear rifles at you.
Ooh.
These are their special...
Trank darts?
No, trank nets. So they're like nets that wrap around you and give you a shock to trank you. Or not trank you. To knock you out. And they have like face masks, like full like body armor. And they're, freeze bear!
They won't take me alive. And I'm gonna
I'm gonna run.
Where?
Down the hall.
Back towards the vault?
Oh, at least somewhere. Wherever I can lose the guards.
So your options, you can run back to the vault where they are, or you're just gonna take off down the hallways. You don't have a map. You might get lost.
Ryan, where's your bathroom again?
I might go back to the vault, but I don't know. I don't want to get lost.
Oh, split second. What are you doing? You do nothing, they're going to shoot you.
I'm a bear, so I'm going to run away from the big, scary...
To the vault, or no?
No.
Okay. Roll bear. Just one. Muscle does not help.
Four, no.
Okay. You turn, and you like get down on all fours, and you go to run. And suddenly, you hear a boom, and you feel something wrap around your back legs, and you trip and fall, and it shocks you. You're not unconscious, but you're not running. You're lying on the floor, and like your bottom half is numb, but they only got the bottom half of you.
Oh no!
And your plan has not gone off well, Will. So you move a point of bear to criminal. Same for you, Ryan.
Okay.
Because that's what happens when your plan does not go well. You move a point from bear to criminal. Oh no, I'm sorry. You move 1 point from criminal to bear.
Oh,
wrong way. Sorry.
I'm even up now.
When the plan fails and you run into difficulty, move 1 point from criminal into bear.
I was going to say, I was going the other way. I was 1 point away from destroying the party.
Yeah. Which would make sense at this point.
Yeah.
So you have the door open. As you open the door, you hear down the hall the boom of the gun and the clatter. And Arturus... You know the sound of a bear rifle.
They got him with one of those electroshock nets. I'm not going back to the zoo, Basil.
Basil is strangely silent.
I'm gonna zip up my jacket so that the mason jar.
So you're not gonna try to take the big jar again?
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
Now that it's a little lighter, hopefully.
You two can try. I'll say you two can work together, and it would increase. Or one of you can help the other and basically increase your bear score by one for that.
All right, well, my bear score is 4.
My bear score is 3, so I'll help you.
So you 5 or under to get the big thing into...
Probably just one die, though, right? I can't really... Yeah. Can I terrify it off of its platform?
No. Oh.
Got him.
Damn. Really wanted to be a
6. If it had been like that, it would have been.
I got a 4. You got me captured.
Yeah, but 6 is like the fun stuff. So you, the two of you, managed to slide this really heavy thing into a bag and almost drop it on the floor, but you managed to pick it up. So one of you is carrying the ultra dense mega honey.
All right, I will like hoist it onto my back because I don't trust you with it, Basil.
It's a moment of weakness.
Moment's all it takes, rookie.
That's your turn this time, is getting the alternate mega honey into a bag. So we're gonna cut back to Will. Your legs are shaking under you as you're lying on the floor, and you hear the big heavy footsteps of the two anti-bear squad running up to you. The other one has another net that he's ready to fire at you. What are you gonna do?
Oh, well, I'm a bear.
Yes, you are.
I fight back. So
okay. So roll bear.
Bear.
I will give you a point for strength.
Muscle.
Muscle. Yeah.
1 and 5.
1. Okay.
Nice.
So they get closer to you. So you play dead for a second, and once they get close, you just roar and leap up and manage to like grab and like smack their heads together, so they pass out. And then you untangle yourself from the net. Ryan and Eric.
Yeah.
You've got the honey. Arturus, you hear a scuffle happening down the hall. You know
you could go out a back door. Oh no, you can't go out a back door. You have to go out through the front door. But there's another door you could try to take to get out of here.
Okay.
To go to the front door.
I don't know. I don't know if we really leave another bear behind.
That's the question.
Where we've been?
Across the hall,
right there.
Right there?
Yep.
Directly in front of you.
I'd say we don't leave our partner behind, personally.
God damn it.
That's just my opinion.
This is just like one of those moments. Ling is looking down the hall. He sees like the exit door, and he looks the other way, and he hears the roar and scuffle.
We need his muscle.
All right. But if they catch us, you make sure I don't make it out.
What?
I'm not going back to the zoo, rookie.
You're making a death pact.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. So what do you guys do? So that's not your action. So what are you guys doing?
Sounds like you're not guessing that.
Man, it's a shame that humans can't understand us. Because I really want to go over there and, like, whip out a big piece of bamboo and take a bite out of it and say, motherfuckers ever hear the joke about the panda bear walks into a bar and then take out a gun?
I mean, you can still do that. They won't hear it.
What's he saying? Oh, God, he's got a gun!
Yeah, basically. Which is even better, really.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, Ling Ling walks up. He's got, like, a stalk of bamboo hanging out of his mouth, and he crunches into it, and he says, you motherfuckers ever hear the joke about the panda bear who walks into a bar? And then he pulls out like a submachine gun.
I was thinking like a magnum revolver, but right. Submachine, whatever you want.
Just
a gun.
Yeah, something. I figured a submachine gun would be like really ridiculous and over the top.
What is it? Oh my God, he's got a gun! So the two anti-bear officers are down.
In this world of the bear heist, that's where we lose our suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. It's not disbelief; it's panic. We weren't expecting armed bears. So you see down the hall.
It's like that fucking scene from Heat. They're just going down the street.
You see down the hall, Arturus is standing over the two anti-bear officers roaring, and there's four cops by the door, and you pull your gun on them. And you hit, what are they, what's he say? Oh, he's got a gun! And two of them are pointing pistols at you. Eric?
I'm going to try to terrify them. I'll try to roar them away from us.
Okay.
They're anti-bear, but they have a...
No, these are regular security guards.
Yeah, get them. I'm going
to... So that's bear and scary. Ryan,
terrifying.
Shooting a gun is criminal.
Yeah.
I don't think thief is really going
to... No, we're retired.
Yeah.
Both of my dice worked. I got a 4 and a 2.
Okay.
So the 2, because that is a lower number. You learned things.
I did it. 3.
Nice. Were you shooting them or just intimidating?
I'm just like laying down cover fire. I want
okay.
to get out of the way.
So you kind of like step in front of the direction where Arturus is and just start hosing them down. And Eric, do you just roar?
Yeah. I'm terrifying.
So between the terrifying roaring grizzly bear and the barrage of submachine gun fire, the four guards like jump back and pull the doors closed behind them. So you guys are safe for now.
Okay. Awesome. Get out.
All right. Someone make a criminal check to lead you to the door.
Not me. That criminal is only 2.
What's your criminal?
I will do it. Can I get either thief or retired or no?
I'll give you thief.
Okay. 1.
Okay. You managed to find the other door. So here's the rub.
They heard submachine gun fire.
Yeah, there's that. So there's like, I'll say there's a little window on this door, so you can see that the floor is in panic. People are scrambling everywhere. It's chaos. You still have to get from here through that to the exit. And you can see there are security guards everywhere within that group.
We're going for the heat exit.
So what are you guys going to do? So now that you're at this door, you hear the other door, like on the other side of this section, open, mm-hmm. and you hear the cops go, find them, we gotta stop them before they get out of here with the honey! And you hear footfalls on the floor. So you can't stay here long, because they will find you.
So let's just, I'd say just towards the nearest and least guarded exit.
So how do you want to do that? You could basically, you could roll, tell me what you want. You could do either criminal or bear for this. Criminal would be sneaky, bear would not.
I'm not being sneaky.
Yeah, I feel
they
like
know we're bears already.
Yeah,
right.
we're going out loud.
All right, so that's bear. So if you want, Eric, you can add terrifying to
welcome
that.
Welcome
yay.
To bear country.
Ryan, probably not. Will, how are you doing it?
We're bear,
like,
right?
Like, if you're pushing people out of the way...
I have four in bear right now, so...
Okay. Are you? If you're pushing people out of the way, you can add your strength dice to that, too.
Cool. All right, so I'll just say, am I terrified to it, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Two successes.
Nope, I did not.
Okay.
I'm sorry you're not getting your sixes, but I'm not...
No,
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not entirely sorry.
Ryan failed, so the two of you... So, Will, you're a little smaller, so you go in front, and you're just, like, pushing people out of the way, carving a path through the crowd. Eric, you roar, and people scatter in front of you.
Mm.
And Ryan, you're pushing through, but you're carrying the honey, and it is fucking heavy. And you've got jars of it on you, weighing you down, and you're slower. And you're old and tired of this shit.
And you're a panda, so people think you're cute.
And you're a little shorter. So you get left behind. Mm-hmm. People start swarming around, and you lose sight of them. And you guys are halfway to the door, and you turn around, and you don't see Ling Ling.
Well, I'm going back. Like I said, I don't leave someone behind.
You're not leaving him behind.
Okay. Ryan?
I've got the haul.
Yeah.
Well, I can grab one of the things from...
You have to find him first.
Well, it's not going to be hard to find him.
That's kind of the point. It is. otherwise it wouldn't be dramatic.
There he is. Okay, we're done.
Ryan, do you want them to find you?
I haven't hit six criminals yet.
Okay.
So I do believe in giving them a fair shake.
Okay. So that would be criminal roles from all of you to find each other.
Well, you're giving me a fair share. Eric's getting better.
But I'm going to terrify people out of the way to try that. Well, I'm finding him. I'm scaring a path to where I think he is.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Two. You got it.
There's your six.
Uh-oh.
Roll, Will.
Muscle.
To look for him? All right. Criminal and muscle. I'll give it to you.
He's like, Ryan, roll the six.
Yeah.
You're fucked anyway.
Two.
No, you guys find him. Because the ghosts of the haunted convention center, led by the one that you scared away before, start swirling around Ling Ling as he's pushing his way through the crowd and lift him up off the floor. So he's hovering like 10 feet in the air.
Oh, shit.
Can I make a leap for...
What the hell is going on?
That does not belong to you. You hear from, like, everywhere around you as you're in this misty vortex that's swirling around you. Your coat... No, your coat's gone. Your fur is, like, moving in the breeze. And you're just moving higher, like, up and up. And you look over, and there are guards pointing at you because, you know, you're the only panda bear covered in honey floating now 15 feet above the show floor.
Is there something I could... Is there something Will can climb to jump off of?
Your climber? Yeah, there is a nearby pillar.
Mm.
So what are you doing?
Climbing.
To what end?
To jump and grab him.
Okay, so roll bear and climb.
Two.
And what's your bear at?
Four.
Okay, yeah. So Ryan, you're looking. You're starting to panic.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of jobs before. This has never happened.
Nope.
And you see Arturus scrambling up the support pillar next to you.
Arturus, help! Help!
I'm coming.
Are you going to leap for him, or are you going to try to like pull him to you?
Pull him to me.
Okay.
Wait, could he climb? He's a panda bear, so maybe. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have a skill in it, but you can. He can try. He's not going to get a bonus die for it.
Okay.
So I will say that's going to be Bear to grab him. But Ryan, if you like reach back for him, you can assist him
okay,
and give
I'll,
him a plus
yeah,
one.
I'll reach out.
So
what's your Bear?
4.
So for this, it's 5. Don't write it down. Just roll 5 or under. You don't get climbed. You already climbed.
It's 4.
Okay. You grab Ling Ling and pull, and the vortex is like pulling back at you, and you have a second of tug of war. While that's going on, Basil, what are you doing?
Wait, no, I would use muscle.
All right, well, you already succeeded.
Anyway. Yeah. Can I try to scare people away from...
So I will say, you see, you're a grizzly bear.
Right.
You're taller than them. You can see guards are pointing... You can't hear what they're saying because everyone's screaming. But they're pointing up, and you see someone grabbing a bear rifle and bringing it to Bear.
I'm going to charge at that one, being terrifying at him.
Okay. So that's Bear and terrifying.
Got it. 3.
Okay. He jumps out of the way, and... Boom! His shot just flies up into the air.
Picks up the bear rifle, right? Shoot him. I turn around. Ah! I wasn't ready to deal with a bear!
A bear! So you scare him, and he shoots and just like goes up into the ceiling. And a second later, it comes down and just lands on some poor person and electrocutes them.
Oh. Yeah. I deserved it.
It's Will.
I was going to say!
Will, you just
have to... Edmire are laughing. Take cover!
Edmire is just there. Best honey convention ever!
So much better than last year. Alright, so you managed to pull Arturo.
Joe, can you draw this for us for the future?
You pull Ling Ling to you, and as soon as Ling Ling is out of that vortex, he just swings down onto the pillar, because he weighs a fucking ton.
Honey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So both of you make fatty bear checks to get back down.
Fatty bo batty.
Am I climbing too?
Fatty.
Yes, you can make climbing.
The bathroom door.
I did it.
4. We did it.
Okay. So you both shimmy down. So you are all reunited on the convention floor. But you're not out yet. It's Ling Ling strapped with honey. So how do you guys want to get out of here?
I'm going to take one of the bags.
Yeah,
so...
Well, there's just one bag. There's one big duffel bag and all the mason jars that Ling Ling's got strapped to him.
All right, I'll take the big duffel bag.
If Ling Ling lets you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He came back for me.
All right.
I got the loot, but you know what? These guys have been...
You can carry... It's heavy, but you can carry it easier because you're the muscle. Yeah, so you... So how are you getting out of here? You're just going to run for the entrance again?
I'm going to run for the entrance again. With him in front.
Okay. So how do you want... If you're doing the same thing as before, it's the same role. So you can do bear plus scary and bear plus strength.
Terrible.
Bear plus strength.
Ryan, what do you want to do?
Can I add my bowler hat to bowling people over on my way? No.
I'm going to go...
You can look dapper while doing it.
I'm kind of even up, so I guess I'm going to go loud.
Okay. So you can do bear.
I'm good. 2 and 2. And my bear is 4.
Well, you know what? I could get a... Would you let me have a second die if I went criminal and went sneaky? Because I'm...
Box cars. Yeah.
Okay.
What? Really?
No, not really. Snake eyes.
I do not.
Oh, you got box cars.
I've never seen a man go from that gleeful to that, like, disappointed.
Snake eyes.
Were you being mean to me, or did you just be stupid for a second?
Stupid for a second.
So you confuse snake eyes and boxcars.
Snake eyes.
Like the two exact opposite things.
Yes.
You confuse the numbers 2 and 12.
Yes.
Well, there's a 2 in both.
Well, it's
two ones.
I know what they got. That's not the problem.
Alex just got blue balled.
Yeah. GM blue balled, man. All right, well, with Will's boxcars, I mean, Snake Eyes, and Eric's success, that cancels out Ryan. So you're
canceled.
You're barreling through, and Will, you or Arturus, you see that Ling Ling is starting to get slowed down again, and you just grab, like, the scuff of his neck and drag him with you to keep up.
I don't know, go back to the zoo. I'm
going
back to the zoo.
No, watch.
If we were casting this for some reason now, I think Ryan's Ling Ling would be Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I'm not going back to the zoo.
You can't make me me.
Charlie Day is the muscle.
Nay.
No.
All right, and you guys burst through the front doors. There's still a throng of people outside who are now, like, staring at the convention center, like, what the hell is going on? And they scream as these three bears come bursting out of the doors. And you taste the fresh air. You're almost home free. So what's your getaway plan?
That's a very good question.
This we can do a flashback to.
Vinny, we need to borrow the flashback room.
Yeah. Wait, you guys are going to have to wait a minute. There's another group in there. You want a drink?
It's alright. As bears, we're very patient.
You want a drink while you wait?
Yeah, the flashback won't work without it, so sure.
He pours you all honey bourbon.
Yeah.
There you go. So, what's the flashback for?
Oh, we're thinking about how we get away once we have the loot.
Oh, well, that's a really important part of the plan.
It sure is.
You know, back in my day, we would always come up with the escape plan first. Because if you don't have a good escape plan, the rest of your plan don't mean shit.
It's good advice there, Vin.
You see,
something that the veteran of all this ship told us.
he has a little light. He has a little red light above the bar that goes out. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Looks like they're finished. All right, you guys can head on back. So you go back there. It's same smoky flashback.
We pick up the cigars. Yep. The now, like, three-quarters empty bottle of bourbon.
It's weird. Like, every time you go, you know that there's other people who use this room, but it's always the same cigars that you left here before. Like, Basil's is half-eaten. It's weird. You never see any other cigars.
All right. We're going to need a getaway driver.
I can hack into one of those driverless cars.
That's a good idea. We won't have to pay nobody off to do it.
Yeah.
That's only one problem.
What's that?
They're small.
But that's a good point. That is very good.
We wouldn't fit.
I really love the idea of three bears trying to climb into or onto
a Google car.
I was desperately trying to look up what it was in the Hair Bear Bunch that they drove on. It's apparently an invisible car, so let's just keep thinking.
No, I like the idea of hacking a driverless car, like a robo-Uber.
Robo-Uber?
Robo-Uber.
Maybe we could get one somehow with a flatbed hooked to the back of it. For us.
We're gonna...
The thing's like a Fiat, dude. It's not gonna be able to do that.
I don't know, man. I'm a bear. So, I don't do cars.
This is like your planning session. So you could have found a big enough car and made your hacking check before you even went in to have it waiting for you.
Okay.
I will say.
Is that cool with you guys?
Either that or unless someone knows a getaway driver.
I don't know.
I know a guy, but he's going to want to cut.
That is another option.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
So I will say this, in terms of game mechanics, if you want to try to get, hotwire a driverless car, you're going to have to make a roll for it. If you fail, you're not going to know until right now.
Right, yeah, I figured that was the case.
If you just want to hire someone, it will work, but it will come out of your score.
How many pine cones do we have to give?
No, you're giving them honey.
Oh.
Give them a jar of honey.
Maybe then...
He's going to charge you more than a jar. She's going to charge you like 15%.
Oh, that's too much.
Maybe Mr. Slick could haggle that down.
If you want to go that route, you could try that.
I think it's better to go the dependable route and then just try to haggle it down from the price. Haggle the price down rather than rely on rolling.
I got an idea. You know those... what are they called? Big metal boxes those humans get? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, literally, I don't know what you mean.
No, don't.
Containers?
Shipping container?
Yes.
Okay.
Shipping container. They have a POD on the side of it, I believe. What if we had,
what's
like...
What does POD have to do with this? I don't think they have
pod storage
right now.
Pod storage.
Oh.
What if, you know, we got it... What if we had, like, got into one of these things and it was picked up?
Okay, I will say...
And then drove us away to the next location. He can hack in and give us any location we need to go.
So you want a driverless car?
Yes.
What, a shipping container version of the driverless car?
Yes.
A driverless truck.
Yeah.
Kinda, yes.
Like those things from Logan.
Yeah. So you want a driverless truck, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So, okay.
Do you want to go with that, or do you want to go with the helper, the guy, the driver?
Well, you're the hacker. You think you can do it?
I mean, I know I could do it.
It's going to be at whatever your... what's your criminal at right now?
2, but in the flashback, since that's when I would be holding it, back then I was bear 3. I was criminal 3.
Okay.
Is that the way we want to go? Before I go through with this.
We don't have to pay a driverless car.
That's right.
Like I said, I know a guy, but he's a little eccentric and he's going to want to cut.
What's his name?
God damn it. I don't even want to say it.
No, I want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Ryan Berling.
Oh, okay.
Instead of Ryan Gosling. Driver.
Oh, okay.
He's a giant bear. And
Ryan Grisling.
Grisling, I love it. Ryan Grisling.
Oh, yeah, he'll take... a lot from us.
You could tell just from that name.
He's probably really good looking too, for no discernible reason.
He's real weird. He wears these masks. It's fucked up.
He wears a human mask.
All right. So, which do we think is more reliable? Basil would be more into the hacking idea because he's good. He likes hacking.
Well. I would say let's go with the hacking idea because the driver we have to pay.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We'll call that plan B.
Well, no.
It's plan D.
One or the other. You don't get both because then there's no drama.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, I'm going to... Fuck it. I hate when they do that. No. Roll.
What?
I was going to say I'm going to roll for you so you don't know, but I hate when GMs do that. So roll your criminal with your hacking.
Now I'm counting at 3, because back then I was,
Yeah.
1.
Okay.
He was hoping
so the flashback ended. So anyone who wants can slide a point from bear to criminal.
Sure. Are we...
No,
we
stay at 4 bear. Actually, 4. No, I'll go 3 and 3.
Are you...
I'm good right now.
Did we go for the shipping container or the driverless Uber?
Well...
Driverless Uber.
It's up to your hacker. It's the same thing for you, either way.
Right, but we need something that we and the haul can fit in. So a small car wouldn't really be.
Well, you found like a. You could do like a pickup truck if you want, or you could do like a flatbed or a box truck.
Let's do a box truck.
Okay. So, back to now. You guys run outside, looking around, and it's not there. And Ryan, he's like, where's the goddamn truck? And all of a sudden, a truck drives up.
Wait, I didn't really get that, Alex. Ryan didn't really say it.
I'm sorry.
Where's the goddamn truck?
All right, there now, now okay. I'm...
And a truck drives up, and you hear...
Oh, sweet.
There it is.
Our racist vehicle's arrived.
Its horn is La Cucaracha. And the so you guys can run into the back and slam the container down. And you hear, you feel the truck gently pull out into traffic and start driving.
People watching, help, help, here come the bears, help.
You have no idea if you're being followed because you're inside a metal box.
Probably fine. We look out.
Okay. So.
Are we being followed?
Oh, check the camera I asked them to have in the rear view.
It would have to have a camera back there. You don't see any police cars.
Do I see any?
You don't. Doesn't look like you're being followed.
Okay. As far as I'm aware, no.
All right. Cool.
So you guys, the truck drives around in like a random pattern for a while to in case you're being followed, and then drops you off at your meeting place. And congratulations, you managed to successfully rob Honeycon 2017.
Yeah.
So you have a giant jar of ultra dense mega honey.
Time to start playing for Honeycon 2018.
Yeah. Now you guys are gonna want to lay low for a while because the heat's gonna be on.
It's all right. We got some honey to tide us over.
Yeah. All right. So
let's tell you from experience, it's delicious.
All right. So we should do a wrap up scene, the post heist wrap up. So you guys are standing in front of the landmark in Detroit.
Hold on. Well, no, hold on. I'll fill in when.
Detroit Lions Stadium?
It's the next night. Because you guys just were laying low all day.
The Detroit Zoo?
Let's see. Let's go to TripAdvisor. We're in front of the Ford Field.
No, you're in front of the RoboCop statue. Okay. Fuck that. In front of the RoboCop statue.
Get fucked, Ford Field.
Yeah.
We don't need you. We need movie references.
Ford Field would be the Lions Stadium.
That's right. Get fucked.
But that's not where you are.
The Lions are okay.
You're in front of the RoboCop statue.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's the next night. You spent the day hiding. There was on the news about the crazy robbery at Honeycon 2017.
How three bears stole
the world's only ultra-dense mega-honey for 25 years. There's blurry security cam pictures of you three.
Some heists are too bad. Some heists are too good. But this heist was just right.
Back to you, Joe.
Let's hope these bears get Goldie locked up.
That must be the local news channel.
They're not going anywhere. They know it.
So this is the last time you guys are going to see each other for a while because you have to go your separate ways. So what do you say to each other after your successful heist?
Gentlemen, now when the Baron stole bears.
We make a good team. We'll have to some... get to get back together in the future sometime.
That was a lot of fun.
With all due respect, I'm out of the game.
You say that now. You'll be back.
They always come back. Alright, so one at a time, you shake paws.
Yeah.
And leave. Walk out. You all walk off in a different direction. With each of you have your third of the ultra dense mega honey, and you go your separate ways. And that is the end of your heists.
Yes.
So congratulations, guys. You did it.
Yay.
Didn't get us.
Only one six.
No, no.
Besides Will's Phantom six.
Will's Phantom box cars.
I forgot to see. The complication that you didn't know is that you had been set up.
Oh.
That's why the vault door slammed shut when you were in there.
Ah.
And I was forgot to take that a little further. I was thinking maybe Vinny set you up.
Oh, that bastard.
Doesn't matter. You got a
honey.
Yep.
Vinny could.
Some of the other setups are fantastic, such as little do they know, this place is rigged to blow. The cops are en route. Look, a rival team of bears. They've been set up. The prize is a fake, and the bees are angry.
Oh.
But yeah, so that was Honey Heist. Yes. We'd have to come up with a title for it. The Baron Steel Bears.
The Baron Steel Bears.
Yeah. The Baron Steel Bears in a very sticky situation.
Yes, I love it.
All right. Yeah, so that was Honey Heist. If you guys like it, you can just Google like Honey Heist game. I'm sure it will come up. It's a it's popular.
Fifth on the cover list.
Yeah. It's fun.
Porn.
It's a super fun little game. The rules are literally one page. If you couldn't tell, lots of planning went into this. I mean,
yeah.
Totally did not just make it up as we
as
were going,
we
were sitting here at the table. No. All right. Any last will thoughts?
I can't think of something. Damn it.